Awesome. Good morning, everybody. What an exciting morning. I'm so thrilled that we're having baptisms today. We've got two wonderful young ladies getting baptised. And I'll introduce them shortly, but I just wanted to say a few things about baptism first. I'm just going to pray. Lord, I thank you that we are all gathered here this morning, Lord. I thank you for every single person that is in this room, Lord, and I know that it's not by accident that they're here. Lord, I just pray that as we read your word together this morning, that you will speak to our hearts, Lord. Let it be a rhema word right into our souls, Lord, that will give us something to think about, Father. I ask in your precious name. Amen. Actually, funny story. I quite a few years ago when our girls were young, we took them to church and there was a baptism service. And I think it must have been the first one they'd been to because they were pretty interested and excited. And so this is a warning to parents. If your children are here today and they see the baptism service, when you get home, just keep an eye on them because our girls decided, let's baptise the cat. So they had the paddling pool outside and they baptised the poor cat just for practice. So you have been warned. The other night, Dana and I had the great privilege, and Bruce as well, we were at the Icons awards ceremony for the end of the year, and it was really great. We got to see Zach Priest, we got to see him say something and get an award, and we also got to see Thomas Clark get his Queen's badge, which was really, really amazing. What a blessing. And big ups to those boys. But while we were there, we saw an old friend that we knew from Palmerston North, and he reminded me that he had baptised me. And I couldn't have told you who, I don't know who the other person was, I have no clue, but I just thought that was pretty cool and cool timing since we have the service today. I just remember, the only thing I can remember about it is that I was just incredibly nervous, and it wasn't just I don't want to be in front of people or any of that. It was like a real spiritual thing. And there is a spiritual, clearly a spiritual element to baptism. You hear stories, and I know of international students who coming to New Zealand and becoming Christians, and their parents are fine with them becoming Christians and having a faith and believing in God, but as soon as they say they want to get baptised, that's a whole different kettle of fish. Right, so what I'd like to do this morning is, I was just thinking about baptism and I just thought here's a different take on it. Let's have a look at pictures of baptism throughout the First Testament or the Old Testament. And as with the Bible, amazing that you have these 66 books by heaps of different authors over thousands of years, but God has still woven these amazing themes through the Bible, and one of them, obviously, is baptism. So, first of all, right at the beginning, we look at Genesis, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters, and God separated the waters above from the waters below, and the seas from the dry land. So we're just going to read Genesis 1 verses 2 to 10, but I've skipped a few bits because we don't want to be here all day. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be a vault between the waters to separate water from water. So God made the vault and separated the water under the vault from the water above it, and it was so. And God said, let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear, and it was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas, and God saw that it was good. So that's the first picture of baptism right at the beginning of Genesis. Then later, another picture is when Noah builds an ark. and God brings him and his family and the animals through the floodwaters and saves them. So let's look at Genesis chapter 7. In the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the second month, on that day, all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heavens were opened, and rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And on that very day, Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, together with his wife and the wives of his three sons, entered the ark. Pairs of all the creatures that have the breath of life in them came to Noah and entered the ark. The animals going in were male and female of every living thing, as God had commanded Noah. Then the Lord shut him in. The waters flooded the earth for 150 days. By the first day of the month of Noah's 601st year, the water dried up from the earth. Noah then removed the covering from the ark and saw that the surface of the ground was dry. Then God said to Noah, "Come out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and their wives. Bring out every kind of creature that is with you, the birds, the animals, and all the creatures that move along the ground, so they can multiply on the earth and be fruitful and increase in number on it." Isn't it amazing? I think, I don't know if you're the same as me, but I often, sometimes you get so familiar with some of these stories that you've failed to just fully comprehend how amazing the things that God has done are. Another really cool picture of baptism is Moses, when he was a baby, when his mother set him afloat in the basket. And this is it's in Exodus 2, so let's take a look at that. "Now a man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she had him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. When Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank, she saw the basket among the reeds and sent her female slave to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. 'This is one of the Hebrew babies,' she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, 'Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?' 'Yes, go,' she answered. So the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, 'Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you.' So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, 'I drew him out of the water.'" And the thing I think is, as I read that story, is like, this could have gone so wrong in so many places. You know, the hand of God was just so clearly on that situation. You know, it could have been anybody that came across the baby. Well, Pharaoh's daughter could have said, "Oh, it's a Hebrew baby." You know what's happened to the rest of them? They all were killed. So it sort of could have gone so wrong, but God is in the business of saving. Then Moses, when he became older, led the entire nation of Israel through the Red Sea. It's another awesome picture of baptism. Let's look at that briefly in Exodus 14. "Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left." That's just two verses, but oh my goodness, really encourage you to read that whole story, because isn't that amazing? Just incredible. Then a bit later, Joshua led the children of Israel through the waters of the Jordan River. And I always love reading about the Jordan River, because our son's called Jordan, and so Jordan speaks of baptism. So in Joshua 3, it says this. So when the people broke camp to cross the Jordan, the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. Now the Jordan is at flood stage all during harvest. Yet as soon as the priests who carried the Ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap a great distance away at a town called Adam in the vicinity of Zarethan. While the water flowing down to the Sea of Arabah, that is the Dead Sea, was completely cut off. So the people crossed over opposite Jericho. The priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stopped in the middle of the Jordan and stood on dry ground, while all of Israel passed by until the whole nation had completed the crossing on dry ground. Isn't that amazing? I would have loved to see that. Now I'm going to look at very briefly at a couple of scriptures in the New Testament before we get on to the main event of having our lovely ladies baptised. So in 1 Mark, it talks about John the Baptist. So John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And that's what these guys are doing. They're repenting and asking God to forgive their sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John wore clothing made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And this was his message: after me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. Obviously, he's talking about Jesus. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And finally, we're just going to take a look at the baptism of Jesus, because that's the example that these guys are following. In Matthew 3, it says, then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? And Jesus replied, let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. And I know that that's what God is going to be saying to these lovely ladies this morning as well. This is my beautiful daughter, whom I love. With them I am well pleased. So this morning, Gabby and Narissa are following the example of Jesus by being baptized. It's a symbol symbolizing the death and resurrection of Jesus, dying to your old life and being raised up again to a new life in Christ. It's an act of obedience that they're doing, and it's a public act. So we're all here to support them, pray for them, and to continue to walk with them in their Christian journey. And we pray that they will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit as well. So the final scripture is in Acts 2. After the Holy Spirit has come and Peter is preaching to the crowd, and he says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. So I'm going to ask Gabby and Narissa to come up, and they're just going to come up onto stage, and they're going to just briefly tell us why they want to be baptized today.
Yay.
So this is Gabby. And this is Narissa. And special welcome to all the family and friends that have come to support these guys. So would you like to tell us why you want to be baptized today?
The reason why I want to be baptized today is because I want to start a new journey with God.
Awesome. Perfect. So good.
Hi, I was dedicated to this church by my wonderful parents when I was a lot younger, and I've been back at Lane Park for about 3 years and also a leader in the youth team, which has been great. I just want to make this declaration in front of my church family for my faith in Jesus and to be obedient to his commandments. He will and truly turn my life around. So.
Awesome. So good. That's awesome, guys.